Hello, beloved, and welcome to this Bible study, our weekly Bible study. And we are still busy with spiritual warfare of the believer. And we are busy with session number 22 already. This is study 22. And in this study, we're going to look at the fact that we are strengthened and we are victorious in the spiritual battles that we experience in life. We are strengthened and we are victorious. And it's so amazing to know that in our spiritual battles, Christ Jesus is the one who enables us to be victorious. He is the one who strengthens us so that we are able to stand in the midst of the battles that we experience. Now, before we continue, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. And thank you that your word is so clear that we, in the battles that we are involved in, that we are strengthened by you and that we are victorious through Christ. And we pray, Father, that through this study, that you will please enable us to understand with our minds, to take it to heart, so that we at the end of the day may live in accordance to your purpose and your plans. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now, we are strengthened in the spiritual battles that we sometimes find ourselves in. And the reason why we are strengthened is because God, in His great mercy and His grace, decided that He was going to enable us to stand firm. He's the one who would do a work in us to enable us to basically fight these spiritual battles and be strengthened as we do it. For us to just get a glimpse of this, we can go to Psalm 20. Psalm 20, we're going to read verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 20. This is what the psalmist says: May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Verse 2. May He send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Amazing words. But what we have here is a psalm where God's people are actually praying for their king, for the king of Israel, for the general of the army. And we know who the king was that they were praying for. They were praying for David. He was the king of Israel. He was the general of the army. And the people of Israel are praying for David. You see, David was involved in a lot of physical battles. There was a lot of enemies that wanted to destroy Israel. And David was the general who basically defeated the enemies, but he was also the king of Israel. Now, David had so many battles that God actually prevented him from building the temple because his hands were covered with blood. It was Solomon who was allowed to basically build the temple. But here in Psalm 20, the people of God are basically making petition to God to listen to the prayers of David. When they are praying that God would listen to David when David prays. They pray that God will hear his prayers. And they pray that God will protect David. That's in verse 1. In verse 2, the people of God asks God to basically send David help from the sanctuary and to strengthen him from Zion. Now, this is a beautiful picture of God's people asking God to help and to give David the strength to be able to continue to rule as king, but also to fight as general, to be able to win the battles and the wars that David might be involved in, and to rule well as a king. You see, it was David who actually went and recaptured the Ark of the Covenant, and he is the one who placed it back in the tabernacle on Mount Zion. Remember that the Ark of the Covenant basically represented God's presence with His people. So this cry from the people, from God's people, from Israel, is for God to help David, when he needed help. To strengthen him when he was weak. To make him strong so that he can be everything that God wants him to be. Now, as much as it is true that God helped David and that He strengthened him when he was weak, It is true that we, when we are involved in a spiritual war or spiritual battles, that we too need to be strengthened, just like David. Yes, David was fighting physical wars, and he became weak, obviously. He became tired. And just like he needed help, he needed God's strength, we too, even though we are involved in spiritual battles. You see, we might think that we are able to fight the various battles and overcome them by ourselves, but it's not true. It's not true at all. Without God's strength, without God enabling us, we are not capable of fighting these battles. We are not capable of standing. We're not capable of being able to be victorious in these battles. It's not possible. You see, just like David needed God's help and God's strengthening when he had to go to war against Israel's enemies, I mean, so exactly the same way we need help and strength from God as we face the battles that we are involved in with regards to our spiritual battles, with regards to spiritual warfare. But I want you to notice something. Now, it is God's people who pray to God to help and strengthen David. Can you see that? You see, I believe that we as fellow believers should pray for one another. Just as the people of God, Israel, prayed for David, we should pray and ask God to help and strengthen our fellow brothers and sisters as and when they find themselves in a spiritual battle. We should be there for one another. We should intervene. We should basically step in and pray with somebody else. I mean, I can't fight somebody else's battle, that's for sure. But I can pray to God to strengthen and help that person while they are in that spiritual battle in their life. You see, the people of God knew that they could actually not help David. They knew that. They knew that they could not strengthen David. They knew that God could do both. God could help David and God could strengthen David. God is the only one who can do things that is impossible for us to do. Beloved, let's get into the spiritual battles with our fellow brothers and sisters. You know, and we do this by praying that God will help them when they need help, and that God will strengthen them when they need strength. There is this beautiful promise that God made to Israel in Isaiah 41 verse 10. This is what we read in Isaiah 41 verse 10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Ah, what a beautiful promise, isn't it? You see, God told Israel, and this is through the prophet Isaiah, that they don't need to be afraid of God. They don't have to fear God as the rest of the nations should fear God. No. God is their God. Just like God is our God in Christ. Nah? Because we are in Christ Jesus, we can now call God Abba, Father. We are in a very special personal relationship with the Almighty God through Jesus Christ. But with regards to Israel, God declared himself as the God of Israel. He's the one who called them. He's the one who chose them. He's the one who decided to be their God. It's not as if they decided to make him their God. No, he decided to be their God. They basically belong to him. It's not the other way around. It's not just the God that Israel decided to take one day and then start worshiping him. No, God decided to call Israel and to, how can I say, he chose Israel and he decided that he would be their God. Right now, because God chose Israel, they basically had the privilege to be strengthened and helped by God. You see, those who do not belong to God, they don't have that privilege. But as children of God, let's call it, as children of God, through Christ, we have the privilege to be able to rely on Him to help us and to strengthen us during our spiritual battles, just like David could depend and rely upon God, and how the people of Israel could pray for David that God would strengthen and help David. We can be assured that God is the one who will strengthen us. God is the one who will help us. So, beloved, I mean, we can completely, totally rely on God to help us when we need help, to strengthen us when we need strength, to be able to stand in the midst of the spiritual battles that we experience in our lives. And we will all experience spiritual battles. If we are saved, we will be engaged in spiritual battle. That's the way it works. But then, not only is God the one who helps and strengthens us, you know, in the spiritual battles that we find ourselves in at times. Just listen to Romans chapter 7. I'm going to read verse 24 and 25. It says, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Then he says, "I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord." So what happens here is that Paul tells us about there's a law. And it's a law in our flesh that makes war against the law in our minds. Okay? The law in our flesh is basically drawn to sin. The law in our flesh wants to sin. The law in our flesh are drawn to the things of this world. The law of the law in our flesh are basically drawn to things that is not acceptable to God. But the law in our mind is drawn to righteousness, drawn to the things of God, drawn to the things that pleases God. The law, sorry for that. You see, the law in that is in our flesh wants to bring us into captivity. Into captivity to sin. And by the way, you know that Satan is the master at tempting us to follow the law of sin, the law of the law that is in our flesh. He tempts us because that's what he wants us to do, is for us to basically, do what is not acceptable to God. So he tempts us to follow this sinful nature that is in us. And this is where the spiritual battle is the fiercest. It's this war that is taking place between our mind and our flesh. This law that is in our flesh and this law that is in our mind. You see, in my mind, I know what God wants. And I have a desire to do what God wants. But in my flesh, I find another law that wants me to do what is not right, what is not acceptable to God, and what is not desirable. And this is where the Apostle Paul cries out, because he just understands this battle that we are all in. He understands the battle that he faced himself. This is why he says in verse 24, he says, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Who will deliver me?" You see, Paul is crying out, and he's asking, he's begging. He wants to know, who is able to deliver me from this law that I experience in my flesh? This law that I experience that wants to draw me towards that which is wrong. That the law that is in my flesh that draws me towards sin. Who can deliver me from this law? Who can set me free from this law in my flesh that is drawn to the wrong things in life? Who can give me victory over the sinful tendencies that I experience that is inside of me? It's as if Paul is saying, I don't want them there. But they're there. I can experience it. And these tendencies, this law of the flesh that I experience in myself draws me towards sin. But I don't want to sin. And then the cry, who will deliver me from this body of death? And Paul answers the question in verse 25 when he says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Oh, beloved, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that absolutely beautiful? You see, Jesus Christ, through the indwelling Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to be victorious over our sinful nature. God makes it possible. Through Christ, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to be victorious. You know, that law in our flesh that draws us towards sin, we can be victorious over that law that we experience in our flesh. See, it's in Christ that we can be victorious. It's in Christ that we can be victorious over the temptations of Satan to try to get us to give in to our flesh and to sin against God. In Christ Jesus, and because of Him, we are victorious over the law of sin that wages war in our bodies. And that's why Paul says, who can save me from this? And he says, praise God. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is Jesus Christ who makes it possible for us to be victorious. Beloved, the spiritual war is real. This battle that rages within us is real. This war against the flesh that is in us, this law of the flesh that we experience in us that is drawn towards sin is real. Don't ever think that war is over, it's gone. No, it's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual battle that we will experience for the rest of our lives. There's not going to be a day that we're not going to experience that battle in some or other, to some or other extent. Be prepared. Be ready. Because at the end of the day, that's the real battle that takes place. But praise God. God, through Christ, gives us the victory. See, that's the wonderful thing about who God is. And then we can pray for one another, not only to be victorious, but we can pray for one another as the Israelites, now the people of God, how they prayed for David when they prayed in Psalm 20, verse 1 and 2. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Beloved, I want to pray for you that the Lord will strengthen you, that He will help you, and that He will give you victory over sin and over this battle that is within us, that you will experience the victory that is only to be found in Christ and Christ alone. Because at the end of the day, He is the one who strengthens us in this battle. He is the one who makes us victorious in this battle. And without Christ, we have nothing. So may I pray for you? I would really want to pray for you. Let's close our eyes and we pray. Heavenly Father, I really want to bring each person that's listening to this message to you, this Bible study. And I want to pray as the people of Israel prayed for David. Oh Father, I want to pray, please, that you will answer them in their day of trouble. That you will defend them. Father, I pray that you will send them help at the right time. Because you are the only one who can help, and that you will strengthen them when they need strength. Oh, Father, and I pray for victory. Oh, I pray that they will be victorious over the sinful nature that draws them towards sin. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name, Father, so that you may be glorified in and through our lives. And we know we are in this spiritual battle. But thank you that you are the one who defends us. You are the one who strengthens us. You are the one who helps us. And you are the one who makes us victorious. May that be true in each one of our lives, Father, we pray. In the glorious, wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, I hope that you are encouraged to know that even though we are in this battle, the battle is real, beloved. Doesn't matter what we do, the battle is real. But in this battle, that it is God who will answer our prayers if we ask Him to answer our prayers. It is God who will defend us. It's God who will help us. And it's God who will strengthen us. And it is God who allows us to be victorious over the temptations that comes our way to give in to our sinful nature. May this week that lies ahead be a blessed week. May it be a week where God answers you. when you cry out for help. May it be a week where you experience God defending you. And may it be a week where you experience God's help and God's strength, and where you are victorious over your sinful nature that is within you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you, and may He give you His peace. God willing, until we have a next Bible study, God bless. Bye-bye.